serving up tonight's CSE Sports Roadshow, The Ridge in downtown Chadron.
Welcome back to the CSE Sports Roadshow, presented by Security First Bank here in downtown Chadron. As you heard from The Ridge, of course, live on Wednesdays once a month, typically the first Wednesday in November. I think it's going to be that second Wednesday, the 12th, but right at the first part of the month is when we're down here at The Ridge for our Security First Bank CSE Sports Roadshow. And it's always a lot of fun. We've talked to Xavier Harrell tonight, linebacker for the Eagles. What a tremendous kid, great football player. He's going to be a doctor and an awesome guy. We also talked to Joel Smith, our athletic director. Always fun to catch up on athletics with Joel. And now we bring in, last but certainly not least, Riley Greiman, who we've had the pleasure of talking to before at volleyball practice and on post games over the years. Riley, you've done a lot for CSC volleyball, and kind of like X tonight, you just sort of hustled down after practice, a real trooper to join us on the radio straight after practice. Thank you so much for coming on.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Dave.
Great to have you. First of all, how was practice tonight? How did the team do? How did things look?
It was good. The last 3 days of practice, we've come in super intentional just after, you know, kind of a rough weekend coming off of 2 losses. But, you know, it was honestly, the last 3 days have been awesome. We've had a lot of energy coming into the gym. So
good. And that's great. And Joel talked about the chemistry you guys have been building and what you have this year as a team. And we'll get into all of that stuff coming up. But first, I think I want to know, you know, how exciting is it to be in that race for a playoff spot? You guys are in playoff contention. What's that feel like? And what's kind of the talk amongst the team as you approach maybe getting into that tournament?
Yeah, it's been awesome. Super exciting season so far. I mean, I think we're just coming in every day intentional with purpose behind every practice that we have, every game. Because at the end of the day, you know, the last few years I've been here, we've just missed that playoff spot by literally one set, one game. So we're super hungry for the playoffs this year.
Do you find yourself looking back and thinking of those moments like, man, that one that kind of got away, and it sort of sits on your shoulder like that motivator?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely lit a spark this year, especially with the returners that have been here the last 3-4 years.
Riley Greiman, our guest on the CSC Sports Roadshow. You guys have really had some close and intense matches this year, Riley. Let's kind of go through what happened up at the Black Hills schools. Black Hills State, 5-setter, a grinder, a Friday night. You were up a couple. They came back. You won it in 5. What was it about that match you were able to get through?
Yeah, I mean, it was so funny because actually that 5th set, they call captains, and Hayden Rhodes, the libero at Black Hills, and I came up there and we're like, the classic Chadron State Black Hills 5th set, you know? We always got to keep it interesting for the fans. But it was an awesome win, especially coming off a win off South Dakota Mines, too. And we talked as a team, and we all just kind of knew we were going to win that game. We just had to do it in 5, and it was super fun, super energetic.
Well, it's like you said, you want to give the paying customers a little extra action to watch that
exactly.
Night, right? Yeah. So then, yeah, let's take it into South Dakota Mines the next day. A quick turnaround, another 5-setter. What was the difference in that one that switched it around, do you think?
Honestly, you know, when we look back, I definitely think we would have been able to, you know, beat both those teams in 3. But I think just learning how to really finish was something we've been working on throughout the year. And so it pushed us again for that other, like that next day, 10 sets in one weekend. It really pushed our mental strength, our physical strength, and I think it was super beneficial for the rest of the season.
How tough is it to play that second match of a back-to-back? Teams go through it in basketball here in the RMAC and in D2. You guys in volleyball as well. You play Friday, you get that whole week to prepare, and then you got to sleep or travel, and then boom, you're right there on the court again on Saturday. Is it more difficult to get ready and prepared for that second one, or what do you make of it?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is, you know, a little harder, especially when you are on the road, but I think, you know, when we are away, our straight focus is volleyball when we're there. I mean, we will go and, like, do a couple things around town if there's something, but it's honestly, like, almost more helpful because you're away and, like, you have one certain focus and it's volleyball.
Yeah.
And it's also really great to be able to spend intentional time with the team when we're, like, we're doing things in the hotel room, hanging out, like, watching film together. So it's a lot of team bonding during it, too.
Excellent. Riley Greiman with us on the CSC Sports Roadshow presented by Security First Bank. We're live at the Ridge. Show's got another about 15 minutes or so if you want to come down to enjoy whiskey and wings during the show here tonight. Let's talk about last weekend's road trip a little bit, Riley. It's always a challenge in this conference. The RMAC is just full of teams that always seem to play really good and tough on their home court, no matter what their records might be or who should win this, who should win that based on paper. It was a bit of a tough weekend. I know you guys probably feel like you should have had those. I guess take us through the weekend a little bit first and how things unfolded.
Yeah, I think definitely that 9-hour drive is always going to be tough. I honestly think, you know, we just came off of a I mean, we were 5-1 in conference going into last weekend. And, you know, I think that we kind of just got comfortable with that. And we had to realize that we do have that target on our back. You know, we were labeled as the underdogs in this beginning of the season, and we've given a run for our money. And I think we just have to realize that no team is going to roll over and give us a game. That, like you said, every RMAC team is very good, very competitive. And we just, you know, I don't think we were as focused as we have been the rest of the season.
Yeah, when you win 5 conference matches in a row, New Mexico Highlands says, hey, they're coming to our house, we're going to be the ones that stop it. Did you feel like you felt some of that pressure maybe to try and keep the streak going at all? Or?
Yeah, I think we definitely felt that pressure. Also, knowing that we've already played those two teams, you know, I think that obviously if you're going to play a team again, like, they're not going to do the same thing if you already beat them once. So
yeah,
just really, like, I feel like we weren't expecting as many different things as they, you know, threw at us. But overall, I think it was a really good learning experience for us early in the season. You know, we're halfway now, and so I think it was definitely a good learning experience for us.
How has the response been after last weekend in practice? Has the team come in energized, focused, and ready to go?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, we say this a lot in our locker room, the 24-hour rule. You know, after a loss, be angry, be upset, but be ready for that next day and come in with more intent. And we've really done that this past week. The girls are just ready to come back in the gym and play some really good competitive teams this weekend.
That's excellent. I can't wait to see and hear how you guys do against these teams. Colorado Christian, MSU Denver, you get a chance to knock off one of the top teams in not just the RMAC, but the country in Metro. That's got to be an exciting challenge.
Yeah, for sure. I think, too, you know, looking back, we've played a lot of great teams, but nothing like the teams we'll be playing this weekend. You know, they have a lot faster pace, bigger girls in the front row, and so I think it's going to be really fun to see how much more competitive we can be against those teams that we know are going to hit some crazy balls, you know.
Yeah, and the home crowd, are you encouraging folks to come out, be loud, fill that gym up, and maybe tell the fans listening tonight how much it helps you guys when they're in the stands there rooting you on?
Yeah, absolutely. I think just coming from an away game, you know, getting back in our home gym is going to be awesome. I think the atmosphere here is always amazing, always helpful. You know, the girls, like, on the bench are always super cheerful too, and it just makes it easier to do it in your own home gym.
Yeah. Riley Griman with us here tonight on the CSC Sports Roadshow. Riley, let's kind of talk about your play a little bit and your role and experience through CSC. It feels like you've been playing volleyball here for a decade.
I remember
when you were a freshman, burst on the scene and have been a terrific player your entire career. You've been versatile too. You came in offense, then moved into the defensive specialist and libero kind of role, really a total change. Now you're kind of back to that attacking spot on the offensive side. Take us through you know, your thoughts and your mind and your experience, all those different changes in your career and how you've evolved as a college volleyball player.
Yeah, for sure. It's kind of crazy to me that this is already my fourth year here.
Yeah.
You know, time really does fly, but it's been really awesome the past 4 years. I've learned so much, not even just on the volleyball court, but mental strength, physical strength, you know, the life of being a student athlete, juggling, like, outside things like school and social life. I think, too, you know, starting as an outside when I first got here, it's amazing to experience that as a true freshman. And I think, you know, just right away I was able to step into that leader spot. And so it's been really rewarding to be able to be that leader on the team the last 4 years.
Is it really difficult to make the adjustment or to kind of take it in initially if a coach says, hey, you've been a great offensive player, and then says, you know what, I want you to do defense now? And then, you know, how challenging is that to accept and to do and to then go and flourish with it?
You know, it is challenging, but at the same time, it's really rewarding knowing that, you know, your coach and your teammates know that you're able to be flexible enough to make that change.
Yeah.
Obviously, outside, the outside hitter and libero are two very different positions, but I mean, I've been playing, you know, outside, and you get that defense, you get that offense, so I've been a little exposed to that, but honestly, never played libero until I was in college, so it was definitely something new, but I did love it. It was awesome.
Well, it's a testament to your teammateship, your leadership, to be able to make that change and embrace it and then be very good at it and you know, be able to do what's best for your team. And I think it's really interesting because it seems like a lot of really good high school outside hitters do get that transition to libero for one reason or another, and I was wondering if you had a thought as to maybe why that happens more often than people might think.
Yeah, I think it's kind of cool because I was actually just talking to one of my former club coaches about this, and we were really talking about how, you know, in my shoes, like being an outside, playing six rotations, you get both the front row experience and the back row experience. And once you get into that libero role, like, it's almost like you've been in the shoes of the hitter, so it's more predictable and you're better at reading.
Sure.
And I just feel like, you know, having that background knowledge about defense already is definitely super helpful if you were to be a libero.
Makes sense, Riley. It really does. You know, kind of know where to expect. Like when a wide receiver goes to play a little quarterback, they sort of know where the quarterback's already looking, and there's some help you can get from playing that different position. For your career, too, do you have a favorite match, a favorite moment, something that there's going to stick in your mind, you're always going to remember? I know there's a lot more coming, but to this point, what sticks out?
I was thinking about this, too, and honestly, the match in the game that stands out most to me was last season. We had a pretty rough, you know, season overall, coming off of COVID-19, coming off of just a bunch of obstacles that we faced as a team. And, you know, we were on the road almost every weekend. We had three home games. And so my favorite match by far was our home game against Adams State. We won in five. There was a huge crowd there. It was a super tight game. And it was just like the whole gym was just so loud. Like you couldn't even hear yourself thinking. And I remember getting chills on that game point. And I literally cried when we won that game because it was just so rewarding being in our home gym and all of our fans stormed the court. It was amazing.
You hear that, fans? That's what they need again this weekend. Get out there for those two matches, Friday and Saturday. Riley's telling you how much it means, how much it helps. What other college volleyball do you watch, Riley? There's so many channels out there and great teams that we get the pleasure as fans to watch on TV. Who do you follow? Who do you watch?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I follow a lot of the girls within our conference, actually, because, you know, being from Colorado, there's a lot of Colorado teams in the RMAC, and I have played with a lot of girls that are on. Like, I know about every 2 to 3 girls on each team in the RMAC, and I've played with them, and so it's really cool to be able to see them develop as players, too. And a lot of my club teammates, you know, are also up in the Pac-12 and playing some awesome competitive D1 volleyball. So I really like to, you know, keep my eye on them. So I watch a lot of volleyball.
It's kind of your life right now, school and volleyball.
Yeah.
With the girls you know that you play in conference, is there, before the match coming up, talk a little smack or text or anything? Or just kind of like, is there anything beforehand? Or do you just sort of go out and play and just see each other on the court, shake hands, give a hug, and get after it?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, competitive, and, you know, we make some jokes here and there, but it's more like really great to see each other because as a, you know, a volleyball player and as an athlete, you don't get that much time to be able to connect with those like old players and old friends. And so it's super fun just to see them. And after the game, we'll talk and catch up, but it's pretty short and sweet.
Yeah. Good stuff, Riley. And what's your major here at Shadron State? What kind of other activities and stuff are you involved in at the school?
So right now I am majoring in psychology with a minor in family consumer science. I will be graduating this December and starting my grad school. I'm going to do sports management.
Terrific.
So I'm super excited for that.
Awesome. What do you want to do then, I guess, for your career once you're all done at Shadron State, done playing volleyball? What's next?
I mean, I've played volleyball pretty much my whole life, and, you know, I have a deep passion for sports and a deep passion for, you know, being a leader and changing people's lives. So I really do see myself being a coach or even stepping into an AD position. And, you know, I've picked up a couple side things. I've been doing photography for a couple years, and so I think I'll, you know, keep working with that as a side job, but I definitely see myself being back in that gym.
That's fantastic. Riley, you've already shown us great leadership and awesome student and doing so many wonderful things already. We know that those future plans are all going to come together for you. Riley Grime and Shadron State Volleyball. And you still have another year of eligibility to play, is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. So maybe we'll keep seeing her on the volleyball court.
Yep.
She sounds like she wants to keep playing as long as she can. Riley, thanks so much for being on the show tonight. Great luck wished to you guys this weekend and the ladies knocking off CCU and hopefully Metro as well, a top five team.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dave.
You got it. We'll take a break and we'll finish up from the Ridge and the Security First Bank CSC Sports Roadshow after this.